Because he honored, his name is not loose, his name is not slack, his name is not irresponsible, his name is not a liar, his name is not a deceiver, his name is truth, just, good, perfect, love you, won't hurt you, I keep you. Come on. Also, when I walk in the valley, notice now where I walk. Also, when I walk in the valley of death shadows, I want you to notice the term death shadow or the shadow of death. I want to ask you, have you ever walked by a bad dog? And the sun was shining on him and the pen. He was on that side of the pen. You was over here. And you walked by. And when you walk by so close, that shadow of the dog reflect on you. Did that shadow bite you? Did it? God wants you to understand what kind of shepherd he is. I don't care what kind of problem the devil throw at you. When you know how to trust him, the devil can't do anything to you. We got to learn how to trust him. We got to learn how to yield to him. We got to learn how to obey him. We got to learn how. And once we learn how to walk in this, it's real. But because you have not experienced it, the devil will tell you it's not real. But God just told you it's real. And so I'm going to go after it until I know it. And I know it for myself. Although when you walk in the valley of the shadow, death shadow, I fear no evil. How much evil?
No.
Come on, say that with me now.
No.
How much?
No.
When I walk in the valley of death shadow, I fear no evil. For thou art with me. Thou art with me. Who with me? God is with me. If God be for me, what else? Who can be against me? If God be for me, is God for you?
Yes.
See, you got to have confidence. God is for me. He with me. I don't care who's against me. They can't do anything to me. You ever notice Jesus walked through 33 years. And those last 3.5 years, he walked among the most vicious, violent killers that was on planet Earth, the religious folks. You notice they couldn't touch him? They couldn't touch him. They tried everything, every way, every plan, every plot they came up with. They even took him one time to the edge of the cliff, and they were going to push him off. And he just turned and walked through, and they just all fell backwards. Judas grabbed, sneaked out of there and went and got hit, got the mob crowd. I wish I had time to read all this, but I don't. He got the mob crowd, and he came to the garden where Jesus was and his disciples. And Jesus stepped up, and they had their lanterns, they had their spear, they had their swords, they had all this stuff. Now watch this. And he said, "Who are you looking for?" They didn't even know it. They were looking at him, didn't even know who he was. That shows you how much they'd never been to a meeting. They didn't know who he was. And they said, "We're looking for Jesus." He, listen, now watch it. He said, "I'm he." They fell back. If that were me, I got them and kept running. If that were me, I mean, he said, "I'm he." And they fell back. And Jesus said himself, I'm trying to tell you something today. Jesus said himself, "No man takes my life. No man." He let him do it. He said, "I have the power to lay it down, and I have the power to take it up." And he did exactly that. He laid his life down for you, for me. He did it for us. And when he accomplished everything he needed to do in laying down his life, he took it back up again, started living. Hallelujah. Let me finish this up because I got something to do. Time is precious today. I have to, but there's something I have been instructed to do. All right. Okay. Y'all with me so far? Where do we stop it? Also, when I walk in the valley, walk in a valley of death's shadow, I fear no evil. For thou art with me. Thy rod and what? Thy staff, they what? You can say the word in the spirit. All right, goodness and mercy. All right, thou art what? Thou rangest before me a table. Now watch, look, I'm telling you how God, if we talk the our talk today, God is a bad dude. Amen. Now if we would talk like the world, I'm telling you, God is not halfway sure of himself. Thou arrangest before me a table over against my adversary. He didn't pull you over in a secret place where the adversary couldn't. He went right over where they are so they could see him arranging a table. I mean, right where they could see everything, he arranged a table for you to sit down and eat. And they could sit over there and watch you eat it. That ain't bad. I don't know what it is. Can you now begin to see why he come to bombard your mind and deceive you with his lie? Yes. So you don't recognize this truth in your spirit? Yes. And have you all bombarded, bound up, and confounded with all kind of stuff? And your life all in confusion? You're crying, you're pulling your hair out. Don't, you know, mind, I didn't pull mine out. It's just, you're wet anyway. Let's go on. Anyway. But he said, he arranges before me a table over against my adversary. Thou hast anointed with oil my head. My cup is full. Now I'm going to tell this on Douglas. This is not a bad thing, just to make a point. I got his side by side and his trailer. It got a jack on it. You know, a screw up jack when you get ready to take it off your truck. It was rusty. I got my oil can. I put some oil on it. You know that thing screw better? If I could have put some water on it and washed that rust away. And you know what that water would have did? Dried up and gone. But you know what? That oil is still there. I'm doing this to bring out a point. I'm not trying to talk about his trailer because, you know, when the anointing comes on you, it has some stick to you. I must have to say it again because you didn't quite get. When the anointing comes on you, it will stick to you. My God. It won't just wash away. Time the first little problem shows up. That anointing rests on you. It clings to you. And the devil see that you are anointed. Hallelujah. And that rust won't mess with that thing as long as that oil is there. Right. When they're anointing on you, the devil won't mess with you. He knows. I said he knows. He can't handle you. He can't mess with you. That's why he tried to dry you out. Rust you out. Wear you out. Glory to God. Shh. Let me hurry up.